This week on It's So Bad, we talk about the origins of the management simulation genre and one of the most niche entries that we'll probably ever have on our endless list with Extreme Warfare Revenge. How are you doing?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Are you doing well?
I'm doing well.
Good. Great. Grand. So, tell me about this game, Extreme Warfare Revenge.
Yes. If you ever wanted to manage every aspect of a wrestling promotion through a series of drop-down menus, this is the game for you.
Yes. It is excellent. And before we get super into it, let me just tell you to... you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, etc. You can follow us on Twitter at It's So Bad Pod, and we also have a Gmail for you to email us on. It's So Bad Pod at gmail.com. So, what are we doing today? We're adding a game to our endless list. And what is our endless list?
Oh, the endless list is a never-ending list of the best video games of all time, which best will ultimately be best to worst.
Yes, yes. And so the top five right now are The Legend of Zelda, number one, GoldenEye, 007, Final Fantasy IV, Resident Evil, and Metroid. Bottom five would be Pro Wrestling for the NES, Paperboy, Contra Hardcore, John Madden Football 93, and Pro Wrestling for the Sega Master System. We only have 27 games on our list so far, only I should say, but this has become a long way. We've been doing this for about almost a year now. So.
Yep.
Why are we adding Extreme Warfare Revenge to this list?
Well, you know, I think it's quite a legendary game. You know, I think back in the day of the wrestling boom of the late 90s, you know, this really became all the rage. I think, well, the version we're talking about came out in 2002, but,
yeah.
you know, still riding pretty high off the wrestling boom and, you know,
right.
Us as young wrestling marks, we ate that up back in the day.
Yeah. So the first version of this game, I believe, came out in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading online that it was developed as a collectible card game.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work, but...
Well, it didn't.
No, it didn't. So they quickly transitioned over to being a like text-based management simulation, which at the time there wasn't a lot of. I don't remember. I know baseball had manager simulations, since then there's like the big ones are. I know East Side Hockey exists. There's a Major League Baseball one, there's probably a basketball one. But I know the F1 one is really popular as well. The business management simulation for F1 racing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. But nevertheless, we are again talking about a professional wrestling management simulation. So you're not doing any wrestling. It's all text-based. You're just doing the hiring and firing of wrestlers. You're creating feuds. You're managing television contracts, wrestler contracts, who the champion is. I don't know what else can you do.
Running your feuds.
There's a million things you can do in this game.
You're trying to not kill the town, trying to keep your territory hot, you know, trying to crop the ranks. You're reading the dirt sheets.
Yeah, that's a great facet to the dirt sheets. But we're adding this game to the list because it still has a community. This game came out in 2002 for the PC. It's still being updated. I think you were even surprised when I said that I found an update from March 2019, which is the month we're recording this. So they update the rosters for this every month. There's people out there who do this.
Which is funny, because I think, you know, the guy who made this game, Adam Ryland, is that his name?
Yeah,
I think he's made, several whole brand new builds of this game.
Oh, like, yeah. He made, like, 10 of them after this.
But everyone keeps going back to this 2002 red and blue Windows Linux hybrid mashup.
Yeah, it's very strange. But yeah, so there's a huge dedicated community to this game. I don't know if it's huge, but there's a dedicated community to this game. And it's also like ridiculously deep. We were looking at it today and there was some over 2,100 wrestlers in the most recent update. And there's so many promotions right now that a promotion that you and I go to that's specific to the Boston market that is based out of our hometown is in the game.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Didn't want to plug that promotion, did you?
It's Chaotic Wrestling.
Yeah, right.
Yes. I don't care about plugging them, but yes, Chaotic Wrestling, which we go to sometimes on Friday nights in our local Elks Hall with another 50 people. There is.
Well, listen, they just had a sold out show in Haverhill that drew over 500 people.
But who was there? Wasn't there like somebody big there?
Tommaso Ciampa was supposed to be there, but he's had neck surgery, so he's out for the next 14 months. But no, they did it all on their own.
Yeah, Chaotic Wrestling is where. Did Tommaso Ciampa start there?
Yeah.
Eddie Edwards, not Eddie Edwards, Biff Busick.
Yep.
Was Eddie Edwards there too?
I don't know. But John Cena came out of that program.
Yeah. Well, originally, like Triple H and China came out of that program. Yep. And what's the guy's name that used to be in the Bullet Club? Prince Albert, he came out of there.
Yep.
Sasha Banks, who you got a photograph with for $5.
I did.
In the middle of the ring. I did. So this small ass promotion is in this game. That's how deep this game is. I was looking it up too. So just to describe it a little bit further too, Kotaku described this game as a Vince McMahon simulator. I think it's a pretty good way to describe it. I don't know if it's the best, but it's basically a wrestling promotion management simulation. So you control, again, the roster, the events are a big facet, so you can set it up so that you have a pay-per-view or a weekly show or you have TV shows. How did you set up your specific Fed? I mean, you've run through this game probably like a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. I've played it a variety of ways. You know, I think I used to frequently make my own promotion. I'd make it like almost WWE size right off the bat. But then I've played it. As I've played it more, yeah, I've started as a smaller promotion.
Yeah, that's
it
one works, of the,
that's more fun.
Yeah, that's one of the things you can do is you start off either at the global level, the regional level, or the small level, and you have to work your way up to be a bigger promotion. And this game came out in like 1998, right when the original one came out in 1998, when WCW versus WWE was like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and ECW was rising through the rankings, so there was this like idea where you could be a small time promotion and sort of grow your way up.
You can literally start as a backyard wrestling promotion.
Yeah, and then start and then grow up. And like, you know, in the past 20 years, that hasn't happened at all. Because what's happened in the real wrestling industry is WWE is a global brand. And aside from like the last few years, there has like Ring of Honor stayed pretty much the same level that they have. I mean, they've grown a little bit.
Oh, I think they're a lot bigger now.
Yeah, but you can't go from like a backyard wrestling promotion to a global organization in 5 years. You need like 30 years to do that.
Sure, yes.
So, yeah, Ring of Honor's grown a little bit, but like Impact came in as like a mid-sized promotion. TNA.
Yeah, and then they fell down.
They grew a little bit, and then they've since back to where they were.
Yeah, essentially. Exactly. And now we have AEW coming in, which is probably going to be like the number two promotion by default.
I guess if you look at wrestling, it's kind of like capitalism in a nutshell, isn't it? You start off big, you're going to stay big. You start off small, you're probably going to stay small.
We got to break the WWE up.
Or go incrementally a little bit bigger. So you can grow where I got real joy out of this was either competing, creating my own entry and competing with the global player, or starting small and then trying to get bigger, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, think about when you first start, you got to hire writers, you got to hire trainers, you got to hire medical staff.
Yeah. And I mean, there's no real, that doesn't set out to say like, here is where you should go
right
in this game.
Right.
It's really all up to you. So you are making your own story and what you want to do with this promotion. So if you have a goal to buy the WWE, you can do that in this game. So that's like one of the things that you could do, but you could do whatever. If you want to just run a mid-sized promotion and have cool feuds that you're fighting two guys against each other or trying to get one guy to be over more,
yep,
then you can do that. And it's just, there's a lot to this game that they allow you to do. It's a sandbox for your own creating of a wrestling promotion. And again, I want to stress to people who are listening to this, it is entirely text-based. So if you're looking for something that's super exciting, you're probably not going to get it out of this. If you don't like wrestling already, don't even consider this game. But if you do like wrestling and you're super into wrestling, you should be downloading this game and trying it out.
You know, maybe you get really excited from reading the results of simmed matches using the old Zeus wrestling sim from 1999. Maybe that's just...
How did we find this game?
Well, you know, we were, you know, in the middle of another text-based wrestling game. That was a little bit more creative, just the more general. We were in the world of eFeds.
Yes, I think
back
we were
in the day.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, we were engrossed in eFeds.
We were.
Electronic Wrestling Federations.
Yeah. Who was your main guy?
My main guy was Mike Van Pro. Originally, it was Fusion.
Yeah.
But his back was broken by your wrestler named Z-Pac.
That's right. Hall of Famer,
yes,
Z-Pac.
Yes. And then...
the most winningest CWF champion of all time.
See, Mike Van Pro would not be where he was without Z-Pac.
That's right.
And breaking his back by falling off scaffold during a scaffold match.
Yep.
He really made him go over to the next level.
Joe Chill.
Which is when he just founded the New Roman Empire and became the president of the country of Rome. That happened.
Anyways,
so we found this in eFeds. There were people talking about it because if you were a super nerd like we were, you would do role-playing games with wrestling.
That's right. We would be writing promos
against
each other.
I don't know what's more nerdy, people who are like fantasy role-playing or people who are role-playing for professional wrestling. What is more nerdy of that statement?
I don't know.
Yeah. So essentially you'd write interviews or like storylines throughout a week and you'd be judged on your content of your story in eFeds. And then you'd be a champion or not be champion. And it was kind of a shit show. It was just kind of all made up on the fly.
God, I probably did that for so long.
Yes.
God, I probably did that for over, must have been like 12, 13 years I probably did that for.
That was a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't think I did it for that long. It's probably like,
you think that,
maybe a decade.
Yeah, you think that. It creeps on by that time, though. But yeah, you know, while doing the eFeds, heard about this game, and I was like, oh, this is great. I loved text-based wrestling games.
Yeah.
So let's dive in.
So yeah, I mean, I spent a ton of hours on this game back in the day. I think I spent more time on the classic Extreme Warfare, the one that was before this, that had like the black background and like the really simplified version.
Yes.
I think this game added a lot. Like if you really, one of my criticisms of this game is there's not a simplified version.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I understand that this might be necessary, but I was creating wrestlers the other day. And you have to do such minute things to create a wrestler. Like, why do I need to add his birth date, for example?
Well, because they have birthdays and they get older.
His birth date, his age is fine. But you have to put in the month. And that's probably because there's some feud in there where somebody rolls out a birthday cake and says, hey, it's your birthday month, and it'll automatically generate that for you.
Yeah.
But that's not, I don't think that's real necessary. There's also things like you have to indicate the style of their wrestling. So the style can be anything from you're a brawler, you're a technical, you are, trying to think of the other ones. There's like 10 different types of wrestlers you can be, but instead of being just that type of wrestler, you have to slide over a bar that indicates how much of that wrestler you are.
Roughneck, I think that's one of them.
One of them is stiffness, so like how stiff you are.
Yeah.
Another one, there's a couple bars in there that are pretty cool, like attitude. There's two that could have probably been combined. There's attitude and behavior, I think, and they both indicate how well you get along with other people. And one is a function of the backstage, how well you get involved, and one is just a function of how well you get along with people in the ring, or I guess just in general on the roster. But there's just so much. It's so deep when you create a wrestler that it takes like 5 minutes for you to create one wrestler. You have to include a nickname. You have to come up with a finisher. You can have two finishers. Does this person have the Fonz factor where they're just look cool? Do they have superstar looks?
Yep. Do they have creative control in their contract?
Yeah.
You got to negotiate their contract.
What does their contract look like? Are they on a tour overseas that might preclude them from working certain dates for your company? All of this is included in this game.
Don't give creative control to the wrestlers.
Never
don't
give creative
give the boys the power.
Never give creative control to the wrestlers, ever. So it's terrible.
That was the problem with WCW.
Yes.
Gave too much power to the boys. Is that how you want to run your promotion?
Yeah. And
learn from the past.
You know what else in the character creator that was crazy? I was looking it up, and you can set a gimmick. Mm-hmm. You can set a gimmick, right? So it doesn't let you type it in, but it lets you pick it out. And when it generates results for each event, which it automatically generates, you pick the finish, but then the results are generated. So they incorporate the gimmicks into that. And the gimmicks, there are over 300 gimmicks you can choose from on a drop-down list.
Including no gimmicks needed.
including there's a gimmick, no gimmicks needed. There are like five all USA, all American gimmicks.
Yeah.
That are little minutely different.
But if you change a guy's gimmick, he could perhaps lose his overness. That's how popular he is.
Yes.
For you non-marks out there.
Yes. And so the goal is to get your guys, and there's charisma's a factor in the slide bars that you adjust, and this all factors into how over they are with the crowd and how popular they are. And if they're more over, they draw in more crowd. Mm-hmm. And the more crowd, you make more money, more attendance, and you can get better TV contracts, and then you make more money off the TV contracts, and you make more money off pay-per-views, which is another funny thing about this. There's no streaming in it, which is how wrestling companies now are going to be making their money.
Let's focus on the TV deals there for a second. Just this again demonstrates how detailed this show, this game gets.
Yeah.
Is that you have to send out promo tapes at the beginning of the month to try to get interest from a TV network. And one of the things that you have to manage in your promotion is how risky and how edgy you want your content to be. And depending on how risky or how edgy you are, it impacts like what angles and storylines you have access to running, and also what network's going to take you. So I think like the Playboy Channel like will give you like an hour time slot at like 2 a.m.
And the Playboy Channel is in this game.
Yes.
It's really
that
weird.
That was not a joke. The Playboy Channel is in this game.
I don't think I played this when I was recently playing it, but can you buy time like ECW did in the late 90s on like a Spanish channel?
No, I don't think so, but I think Telemundo is in
the
game. And you can also make your own networks, too.
Right. Staying up until 12:15 to watch ECW was my jam in 1998.
Like, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there is a angle or a match you can do if you have, like, the, I guess what would be, like, the least amount of, if you have your risk set to 0%, which gives you access to every angle, there's actually a buck naked match that you can book and you can run.
Okay.
Where both the wrestlers are naked.
That's...
It's weird.
It's weird. So again, this game was made in 2002, coming out of the late 90s, when that shit was like, cool. Yeah. Like, let's make bra and panties matches.
Russo booked this shit.
Yeah. Vince Russo's in this game.
Yes.
You can hire him as a creative. Like, you can do everything. I'm telling you, do everything for this promotion. You were saying you hire medical staff, you have to hire announcers, you have to hire trainers, you can control there's things you can do where you can have a developmental territory.
Yeah.
You can have a training camp, you can make the roster split so there's Raw and SmackDown where there are two separate shows within your promotion. This game is ridiculous.
You gotta set your merchandising budget. You got to negotiate with sponsors. You have to get sponsors for all your shows.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
This game is super, super in depth. And again, as I said, I think what I would like personally, like going back to this game, is if there was a setting that says simplified. I like a lot of the stuff, but some of it just gets, it's over.
Takes a while.
It's over. It's too much. Like I was telling you, I ran through, I started a game as ROH, and I was like, that's a mid-tier, and you can grow and, like, try to take over WA. And I was, like, playing did a couple events, and I was like, eh. And I went back, and I created my own promotion, and I spent, like, 3 hours creating a promotion, and I don't think I ran one event, because I just ran out of time.
I did a month right before I came here. I did a month's worth of shows, so I have 2 TV shows right now and a pay-per-view, and to do 1 month probably took me close to an hour.
That's ridiculous.
Of booking cards, but
and plus you have to like look at, you have to set whether the individual wrestler is a face and a heel, which is basic, but you got to make sure that the faces are fighting the heels, because if they aren't, then that is not going to be
match quality
is not going to be good, and subsequently if the match quality is not good, then the two characters aren't going to get over. So they're and you're not going to make money, and your ratings are going to decline, and all these things feed into each other. And
maybe you have a punk in your roster like Vampiro, who, you know, I had him lose a match earlier today. And, he said, I need to get my heat back or else I'm not going to do the job. And I was like, what a pain in the ass you are.
And there's also, like, you have to manage relationships backstage. And so, like, there's stuff like that. But there's also, like, you can have two wrestlers get into fights with each other backstage and not like each other.
Yep.
So that's shit that can happen as well.
If their morale gets low, they become sluggish in the ring. Yeah. This is going to sound perhaps a little fucked up. But Paul Blair, a guy that's on my roster. I think he's a local worker out of Canada or some shit.
Indiana, I believe.
Yeah, whatever, fine. But, his morale got really bad, and he kept saying how he didn't want to be in the promotion anymore. And so I put him in a match with one of my guys and put him in a scaffold match.
Was it the Zucker?
I think it was just like a random guy. Okay. I don't think there was nothing like really particular to the person he went against. But I made a scaffold match, and I made the finish a sick bump. And basically, I injured Paul Blair and then fired him from my company. So that's what happens. That's the type of promoter I am.
I mean, this whole thing is all, they make you, if you're a small time promotion, you really got to have open contracts or like verbal contracts. And it's like, yes, all these people are independent workers. You don't have to give them health care or anything like that. And you have to make sure you have medical people on standby so they don't die.
Somebody gets injured and they're out for 12 months. Like they break a leg, they're out for 12 months. Yeah, I might have to let you go.
I tried to hire Ultimo Dragon to do, he's like 52. He says he's like 52. And I tried to hire him for like some dates to like, I wanted to do a sick feud with him and really old Too Cold Scorpio. But he wouldn't leave Japan. He's like, yeah, I tried to offer him like $1 million an event.
I think I had
and he wouldn't, he's just like, I have too many Japan tour dates, I can't do it.
I had who was it? I had one of my champions in one of my runs that I was doing, like just came off like this banger of a feud, one of my top over guys, and then it's like, nothing is more nerve-wracking than when you start a new day. And right at the top, it says view incident.
Oh, God.
And then you click on view incident. I think it might have been like Alex Shelley or something like that. And like he got arrested like the night before for like a DUI. And I was like, oh, you have to suspend him. And it's just,
son of a bitch. Extreme Championship. One of the things too I want to mention real quickly is one of the coolest things in this game when I was playing this in 2002 was they have dirt sheets, so yes. Like rumor mills where you can go and see how people on the outside perceive your wrestling promotion or the feuds that you're running or the wrestlers that you're running, and they have articles that are automatically generated that say like, hey, this company's doing really well, or this match sucked and this is the reason why it sucked, and there's like three different dirt sheets that you can go through. It's not just like there's one.
Yeah,
there's like many different that are like written in different manners and styles. It's like, this game is insane.
Actually, when I was playing this morning, speaking of Mike Vanpro, yes, on one of the dirt
it's
sheets,
Mike Vanpro, it's not Mike Vanpro. Oh, it's Mike Vanpro. It's the MVP
one. Yeah. Same. Anyway, make sure so, on one of the dirt sheets this morning, it said Mike Vanpro ready to quit NAW, which is my promotion, to go to a career in Hollywood. And I was like, well,
that fits in very well.
Well,
what was his gimmick? I wonder if his gimmick was fed into that.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, was he a problem backstage?
No.
Did you set his attitude problems?
According to my assistant, Sophie, who was your assistant in the game, Mike Vanpro was my top heel.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why. I just could make more money in Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, you were basically the Miz of my promotion. That's what you were.
So, we should add this game to our endless list of games. It goes from one Legend of Zelda, which I mentioned, to 27 pro wrestling. We're adding our 28th game to the list. How do we judge this by? We judge it by its impact, its legacy, its how good it holds up, how it was in the time period, if graphics are a thing, which they aren't a thing, then we judge it by its contemporaries or its gameplay for its contemporaries. But everything we try to feed into it, and of course this is very subjective, but we try to add it to a list to make it somewhat, I don't know, we're just making an endless list of what we think are the best games. So where do we... Where do we want to start in this?
It's hard to say because, you know,
it's a different game.
Yeah.
We don't have like this type of game on this list. We might at some point have another type of these games, but when you add like a new genre or a new platform, it's hard to have a starting point.
Well, I guess I think of it as, you know, wasn't this game kind of like a very copied template for other Sims and other genres?
I don't know because I know they had baseball ones at this time.
And Football Manager, I think, had been out already for this. I mean, this probably was actually more of a copy of Football Manager, which had already been huge.
Yeah,
so.
So I don't know. The one thing that I'll say about this game and why I wanted to talk about it, because obviously we have a lot of nostalgia for it, but it's just a really cool thing if you're into wrestling that not a lot of people know about. So I wanted to make sure, and that's what we're talking about. We're not doing really a review. We're more so informing people of what this is. But, I mean, would a good starting point be on this to maybe go up or down from pro wrestling for Nintendo?
Sure.
Which is number 23 on our list?
I would probably go up.
I would go up as well. I think this game goes above Pokemon Snap, which is number 22, but does it go up from there?
Well,
it's just a very deep game, and it's very satisfying for a wrestling fan. I also probably think, do you think it would probably go above Super Hang-On as well?
I would go above that.
Okay.
I would maybe settle somewhere between Tapper and Pilot Wings.
Okay.
I don't think I can do better than that.
I personally think Tapper is more addictive and holds up more. It's obviously a very different game, and like
it's a classic.
The depth between Tapper and this game is like complete ends of the spectrum. But I would say that Tapper is very addictive, and I think the form factor that it came in was very innovative. I don't know.
But you can't book the town.
No.
Can't book the territory.
But if at the end of the day, right, if I'm right now, can't decide if something goes ahead of something else, I look at it and I say, what do I enjoy playing more today? And if you, for example, if you had a Tapper the arcade game in a bar and you were drinking a beer, would you prefer to play that or would you prefer to be at home developing your own promotion and creating feuds? What's more enjoyable for you right now?
I would prefer to be in a bar booking my own territory. So how about that?
That does not help our situation.
I think I would go with EW Revenge over Tapper because, you know, I'm going to play Tapper for a couple minutes and go, that was fun, you know, but when I'm playing EW Revenge, my creative juices are going to get flowing, you know?
Yeah, it definitely goes above Super Hang-On. I don't think it goes above Pilot Wings. Because Pilot Wings has like, you know, a more deeper history, and I like that game a lot as a video game. EWR doesn't even really feel like a video game sometimes when I play it, you know? It's like, I don't even know what it feels like. It's a very different experience.
It's a real life adventure is what it is.
Yes.
Just a text-based real-life adventure.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's add it as our new 20.
Fuck it, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Extreme Warfare Revenge is now 20, bumping Tapper to 21, but Pilot Wing stays at number 19. On our endless list, we have our 28th entry.
Look at that, wrestling so well represented on here.
Yeah, we got to take a little break from wrestling. We do a wrestling game, I think, once a quarter. So
we're going to do WWE Supercard next.
WWE Supercard.
Yeah, we'll do the mobile shitty iOS collector games.
There's not, like, after this, I'm, like, trying to think what are... I mean, you guys have fond memories of
SmackDown. Here Comes the Pain.
Here Comes the Pain. I don't, so, like, I need to take some time to, like, actually play that game.
All right, where are we going to put eFeds on this list? That should probably
eFeds are not video games.
That should probably be number one or number two.
No, no. No, no, no. I'm not even going to have that conversation. What other wrestling games out there would we... I mean, we could add any game to this list, but specifically I'm trying to think of what I would put on this list as the next one, besides SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain.
Probably Fire Pro Wrestling.
Oh, we could do some Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, even though, you know, it's kind of the grandchild of pro wrestling, but...
Yeah, eventually we'll get there. I mean, I'm gonna add Contra. We have super. We have Contra Hardcore, but we're gonna add a Contra. We're gonna add every game to this list.
I'm gonna add Pictionary at some point.
Probably. Yeah. We could do that. We could have a board game episode, or like a TV show game episode.
Oh, like Three Stooges.
But yes, we have our new number 20 on this list. Thank you so much for coming over. We will talk about another wrestling game in a few months.
Well, see you then.
Probably SmackDown. Here Comes the Pain.
Probably.
Maybe WWE versus Raw? No. Fuck those games. Fuck those games. Maybe TNA for the Wii.
Maybe. Maybe that Lucha, the AAA game.
Oh, that game only came out of Mexico, though. I can't.
No, it came out here.
Did it?
Yep.
I think it was a different name in Mexico or something, because that's like collected by collectors.
That game is not very good. That is a rotten-ass game.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We can do that. But Fire Pro is a good one, too.
It is.
Maybe we'll get a PC Engine and play some old Fire Pro wrestling games. Whoa.
Yeah. The one where you kill yourself at the end?
Oh. That's Rick Golden.
Yeah.
Not really.
Dick Slender.
Dick Slender. Rick Golden was
Rick Golden. It all comes back.
It's full circle. All right. Well, thank you, Chris, for coming on. You can follow us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, where you find your podcasts. It is It's So Bad on there. I want to thank your alter ego, Dos Chiquini Jr. Your client. But we'll see you in a week or two. But thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at It's So Bad Pod. But yes, we'll be back.